Professional management fees, what they do for you. I'm approached by people at Rich Dad seminars who continually have one question. How much should I expect to pay for professional property management? My answer is always the same. I don't know. The first thing you need to understand about management fees is that they vary just like anything else you purchase. Management fee percentages will be influenced by average market rents, demand, location, and size. To show you what I mean, let's look at two hypothetical buildings with 10 units each. One is in New York City, and the other is in Oklahoma City. For the New York City building, the average rents are $2,000 per month for each unit. In Oklahoma City, they are $400. Both buildings are 90% occupied. Now, let's see how the numbers compare on an 8% management fee. New York City, total rent, $20,000. Total collections, $18,000. Management fee, $1,440. Oklahoma City, total rent, $4,000. Total collections, $3,600. Management fee, $288. For the same size building, a property manager in Oklahoma City would collect $1,152 less per month in management fees than in New York City, even though the workload is probably close to the same. If there were a standard for fees that property managers charged, I think there would probably be a shortage of property managers in Oklahoma City. It wouldn't be financially feasible. The best way to find out what the going market rate for management fees in your market is to talk to a number of local management companies. Because they all have to compete with each other, you will find that they rarely artificially inflate their fees. A common misconception is that the management fee covers the property's expenses. That is not the case. Any and all costs associated with the property are the responsibility of the owner. These include payroll for on-site employees, if any, administrative costs, advertising, taxes and insurance, utilities, repairs and maintenance, capital costs, and debt service. The management fee simply covers the cost to coordinate services and to manage the property to its peak performance. I have a sample agreement on my website, kenmcelroy.com. Make sure all management company responsibilities are clearly spelled out in the management agreement before you sign it. The following list details what typically would be the responsibility of the management company and what would be the responsibility of the property owner. Property manager responsibilities. All resident communications. Collect rent. Tax appeals. Market and lease apartments. Coordinate all maintenance. Budgets. Set up and maintain all vendor accounts. Perform market surveys and analysis. Raise rents and fees according to market standards. Coordinate and oversee all capital projects. Oversee all resident legal issues. Produce monthly and annual financial statements, and coordinate payment of all bills, including debt service. Owner responsibilities. Review financial reports generated by management company, and provide funds as they are needed outside of operating accounts. It's important to remember that all investments have associated costs. Many times you are not aware that you are paying those fees because they are layered into the investment itself. Such is the case when using financial advisors or stockbrokers. Real estate is a business, not just an investment. One of the things I appreciate about real estate is that the fees are not hidden. If you hire a property manager, you know exactly the rate at which you will be charged for their services. That is not the case with many other investments.